From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. We got a lot of stuff to do today. We got a great show for you today. We have tennis legend Monica Seles. She'll be joining us later to play our game. Let's see if she has the guts to argue calls with Carl. But first, it's your turn to answer questions about the week's news and try to win our prize. It's just as impressive as that plate they give you at Wimbledon. Call us up, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen from Chelsea, Michigan.
Hey, how are things in Chelsea?
Chelsea is doing pretty well right now, better than a lot of places in Michigan, I suppose.
I was about to say, where is Chelsea?
Chelsea is right down in south central Michigan, right in the palm, if you're thinking of it as a hand.
Right, and we all do.
Yeah, right on the lifeline, probably.
We think of it as a hand reaching out to crush us here in Illinois.
Actually, it's reaching out and asking for change.
Exactly. Well done. Jake, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, say hello to the man responsible for everything you will find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Jake.
Also say hello to a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor, right there.
Hi, Kiri.
Hello, Jake.
And lastly, say hello to the humorist and author of the new book, Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Jake.
Jake, you are going to start us off with a little diversion we call Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, of course, right here, will now recreate three quotations from the week's news. Your job, identify, explain just two of them. Do that. You win our big prize. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Here is your first quote. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we begin with the President of these United States.
I said, ¿Cómo estás?
So President Obama was answering questions, many questions, about his widely publicized interaction with what? South American leader.
That would be Hugo Chavez.
Exactly right. All right. All right. It was bad enough that the president actually bowed to the Saudi king a couple of weeks ago, but then photos emerged of Obama actually shaking the hand of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who both hates the U.S. and pronouncing the letter H. Worse, Obama accepted a gift of a book from Chavez. It's an anti-American history of South America. And now Chavez is expecting Obama, because he accepted the gift, to show up for the unallied strongmen book club meetings. And Obama's in a bind because he doesn't want to be rude. But Ahmadinejad is picking next month's book. And once again, he's going to go with Tuesdays with Maury. You know. So it's a problem diplomatically. It shows what happens when you show weakness in the international stage.
As president of the Authors Guild, I think any way you can unload a book is fine.
Really?
I'm with Chavez there.
You're right.
Chavez.
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 Chavez. Chavez?
Chavez.
Chavez. Chavez.
Not Chavez.
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 Chavez. Chavez.
Now we're just playing right into his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pronouncing his name the way he wants it pronounced.
Ooh.
That's another sign of weakness.
Chaves. I'll tell you, it's Chaves.
Yeah, exactly.
Chaves. Hugo Chaves.
Hugo Chaves, and like it or not.
Now we're swaggering like a superpower.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, for your next quote, we turn to columnist Peggy Noonan and her response to an explosive controversy involving some newly released Bush administration memos.
Sometimes in life, you want to just keep walking. Some of life just has to be mysterious.
So what controversy does Ms. Noonan think we should just walk right past, whistling?
That would be the interrogation and the torture stuff?
Exactly, the torture memos. Last week, President Obama released these four memos. I know, you're clapping. You're clapping for torture? No, you're not. You're clapping for Jake. Last week, President Obama released four memos prepared by the Bush administration justifying the use of what many people say is torture, and thus it should be investigated.
Former Bush administration officials and other conservatives say it was useful and necessary. Apparently, you can't shake hands with your enemies, but you can waterboard them. But Peggy Noonan, bless her, sees the world through a rose-colored blindfold. And because of her inventive approach to grappling with complex problems, Ms. Noonan will be hosting a new show on the History Channel called Averting One's Eyes with Peggy Noonan. The episode on the Watergate scandal is just her watching the pandas cuddle at the National Zoo.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that argument that, you know, well, they got good information, so, you know, what's the problem? It's like
you're just saying that many people have defended these techniques, yeah, harsh techniques, because, well, they work. We got valuable information.
Well, that's like, okay. You know, you accuse a shoplifter of stealing, and he says, well, call it what you want, but look at all this great stuff I got.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, on certain people, I think torture would work very well. I mean, I stepped on one of my boy's Lego pieces in the dark the other night, and I gave up the locations of three chemical plants.
Very good, Jake. Here is your last quote.
We live in a land that you can choose same-sex marriage or opposite marriage. And you know what? In my country and my family, I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman.
That forthright statement of opinion cost a young woman named Carrie Prejean what important honor?
Miss USA?
You're so good. Yes, Miss USA. The Miss USA pageant. The Miss USA pageant is the Miss America contest for people who prefer acronyms. And Prejean, who was Miss California, was the favorite to win it, until she was forced to answer a question posed by Judge Perez Hilton. He's an openly gay celebrity gossip blogger. And her response is mild as it seemed. So enraged Hilton that his low scores for her probably cost her the title. She was first runner-up. Now, what's so strange about the ensuing kerfuffle about freedom of speech and beauty pageants and silliness is that her position, you know, people can do what they want, but personally marriage is between a man and a woman for her. It's also the position of one Barack Obama, which explains why Mr. Obama was cruelly denied the title of Mr. Illinois back in the day, even though he totally dominated the swimsuit competition.
I don't know. This is one of the best things in the week.
Really?
Yeah, I introduced an entire phrase into the language, opposite marriage.
Opposite marriage?
Which, I mean, frankly, there's never been any other kind.
No, I know.
And
all marriages are mixed marriages.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you can go further and have like a nemesis marriage.
Yeah. Oh, there are those two.
Yeah. Carl, how did Jake do in our quiz?
Jake had 3 correct answers. That's perfection, Peter. He wins our prize.
Well done, Jake. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
He does. Thank you.
Bye-bye.